You're listening to SBS News.
Mr. Chin Tan has been named Australia's new Race Discrimination Commissioner. A lawyer by profession, he was born in Malaysia to Chinese parents and first came to Australia in the 1980s to study. Most recently, he was Director of Multicultural Engagement at Swinburne University in Melbourne. He steps into a nearly $350,000 per year job, formerly held by the outspoken and often controversial Dr. Tim Soutphommasane, who sometimes clashed with the federal government and the media. But is he the new Race Discrimination Commissioner of a racist country? Mr. Tan says the answer to that question is no.
There are obviously racial challenges that any countries would have, but it's not the same as equating the whole nation as being racist. I've always espoused the view that Australia, compared to any other countries around the world, has a far better system in the sense that it is a non-discriminatory system right across. And that has given us the backbone to be able to find opportunities in this country as well.
Mr. Tan says his main aim as he takes on this job is to combat racism through education and opportunity.
I think education is an important element about defeating or combating or tackling racism. The counterpart arrangement is to ensure that we provide opportunities for people to get ahead financially, economically, socially. And this is an important factor to be able to help people to feel independent, confident in themselves, and to be able, therefore, in many ways, help tackle racism.
Mr. Tan says another aim is to try and get communities to take less extreme positions. Perhaps to that end, he says he's not aware of any push from the federal government to revisit the idea of abolishing Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, which prohibits offending, insulting, humiliating, or intimidating another person or group of people based on their race, colour, national or ethnic origin. But Mr. Tan says he'll participate in the debate if the issue re-emerges.
If there is a public debate again, there is an agitation or a view and interest about how we can change the law at any time, I'm happy to be a part of that debate and to lead and to be able to consult widely on what the issues might be and to see if, in fact, a change might be required.
Mr. Tan says he won't shy away from some of the things his controversial predecessor did, but his ultimate aim is to be effective and he'll be open to taking a whole range of options. He claims he'll leave politics to the politicians. However, there is the issue of how he will deal with controversial remarks made by politicians, such as Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton's assertion that people in Melbourne are afraid to go out for dinner because of African gangs. Mr. Tan is of the opinion that the key factor is not what politicians might say from time to time, but whether society is strong enough to cope with any division such remarks might cause.
People are entitled in a free country like ours to make those comments as they see fit, but I believe the strength of what we do is to have a community that has all the trappings and all the mechanisms and virtues necessary to ensure that they do not dominate the lives that we have.
But he does believe that politicians have a responsibility to be respectful when they speak. Mr. Tan says race should not be an issue that divides Australians.
I believe it's important that when people, particularly politicians, when they do advocate or speak on an issue, that they exercise, obviously, restraints, if you will call it, but with an element of respect and sensitivity, because in a multicultural society, we're talking about a very finely calibrated, very nuanced society, and the respect is terribly important to help us engender that balance, the capacity to be able to ensure that we don't divide. So I see my role as uniting, and that race should not be an issue for which it divides Australians, and my role is to ensure that we protect Australians to ensure that they have the equal opportunity to proceed and to enjoy themselves as citizens of this country.
Mr. Tan officially starts in his new role on Monday. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.